Hey, you awake? Morning, sleepyhead. I hope you don't mind. I woke up and I couldn't help myself. Just to check, you are okay with this, right? You don't mind me sucking your dick. I mean, we already had sex last night, so I really hope this is okay. Awesome, cool. God, I love this cock. I didn't have you pegged as a heavy sleeper, to be honest. I thought you were going to wake up. You're actually a better lover in your sleep, you know? You've lasted a long time. About last night, though. I mean, the date was good and I had a fun time with you. You seem like a cool guy and everything, but I'm sorry, but I don't think I really see it going anywhere serious. I'm really sorry if you wanted more. I just don't think I'm feeling a spark. I am very picky when it comes to guys, so it's nothing against you. The sex was good, though. Lucky for me, I think that while you were asleep, I found someone I could potentially date. It's your dick. What do you think? Would you mind me dating just your penis? It's really tasty. So you like getting your dick sucked? That's lucky, because I have something of an oral fixation. You know, your cock and I have been doing stuff together while you were out there. I have to say, I was really impressed. Well, you got really hard for me, really fast. So I'm taking that as a sign he likes me. Oh, I told him some things about myself too, and he stayed hard, so I think he's interested. What do you think? You know him better than I do. Do you think he likes me?
Yeah.
Cool, I guess. Hey, look, I'm kind of joking, but I'm also a bit serious. Do you know what inanimate partners are? Well, when I was in college, I didn't meet any guys who I really wanted to be with, even though I wanted to date someone. So I started pretending one night with one of my stuffed animals. And after doing that, well, eventually it became kind of a thing for me. I know that must sound really weird if you don't know what I'm talking about, but it's like, it's a big thing. You're looking at me like you're totally weirded out. I'm serious, it's a thing. It's not just me. No, there's a whole community of people into it. I was so happy when I found out that other people had thoughts about it as well. It's really been no different than how anyone else falls in love. For me, at least. And you know, I've even dated dildos and had sex lives with them. Oh, and I even used to date a real guy's penis too for a little bit. He was really nice about it. So, what do you think? I'm kind of interested to know more about your dick, so. Yeah. Would you be open to me dating it? Potentially, if it worked out for you. You would! That's great. Oh, I'm so excited to hear that. And of course, you get your dick sucked and fucked a lot out of it. So that works out for you too, right? What do you think, Huck? Are you happy with this arrangement? I'm going to take that Twitch as a yes. Tell you what, let's seal the deal with some kisses then. But seriously, I guess we should talk it over sometime, because I know this must be weird to you. But yeah, we'll do that. But do you mind if I have some personal time with your dick now and think some things through for myself? My head's a bit all over the place right now. Yeah, it's okay. Thank you so much. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Your cock seems so horny right now. Thank you. Thank you for twitching inside my mouth, cock. You're excited too, I hope. Maybe. Maybe we should celebrate by going on a date later. If it all works out with your owner. Mm-hmm. can't come out in public. Because we don't want your owner getting in trouble. But we could share a drink at my place. We could watch a bit of TV and chill out together. Are you throbbing less now just because I suggested a real date? Come on. Come on. Come on. Besides, you'll get to fuck me after anyway. So anyway, like I was saying, I've got to go to this party tomorrow. It's my friend Sally's birthday, and honestly, I'm not sure what to expect. Like, last year she had this crazy rooftop thing with a live band, and the year before that it was fancy dress and everyone got super drunk. Anyway, this year she said it's retro theme. Yeah, I'm just hoping it's not one of those awkward 80s parties where everyone feels obligated to wear like neon and leg warmers. So anyway, I'm not available for a date then, and I know it feels weird to have this thing with you right now and then go on a date the same night. But the day after tomorrow, I'm busy too. So I say, fuck it. All right? I say, fuck it. Let's have a date tonight. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's okay, sure. Look, this is awkward, I know, but if you're not comfortable, then it's like it's okay, really. I feel the need to stress your dick. And not you. I mean, you, I don't mind being here, obviously, but I'm actually here for your dick. Does that make any sense? Well, dating your dick means I'd want personal time with just it. Like, you and I can be cool and everything, and we can be friends and stuff, but your dick would be the one I'm hanging out with and getting emotional with. Because I don't just want to fuck. No, I'm serious. I'd want your dick to be there for me. And have an emotional commitment to me. And me to it. Just like a real relationship. Look, I know it's pretty fucked up and not very cool to ask you to hang out with me and act like you're not even there, but that's the offer I'm giving you, I guess. And you're totally welcome to say no, I swear. And you will get sex out of it, at least. So what do you think? Would trying that arrangement suit you? I am only getting to know your dick currently, so I'm not even certain I want to date it. What do you think? Okay. Okay, well, that's great. Well, let me know if you ever feel differently and we can talk about it and maybe work out if it does become a problem. You know? Okay. Cool. Cool, cool. So, in that case, do you mind if I cover you up? I know that sounds rude, but like from your waist up all the way over your head. That way I can spend my time down here and there's no confusion. Is that all right with you? I don't want you to do anything you're not comfortable with. So I can, like, leave if you're not, you know. Okay. Okay, great. Oh, fuck. Yes. Here, let me get the blanket over you. Oh. Cover you up. That's better. I'll talk to you when I'm done down here. Or if you need a break, okay? Okay. So, where were we? Did you miss me while I was talking? Oh. Well, you're still really hard, so I assume so. Now that your owner's awake, I can ask him all those questions I have about you. Yeah. Such as, does it normally take you this long to come? Or are you just holding out for my benefit? Because if it's the latter, you don't have to. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm fine with you coming. As long as you don't totally lose interest in me afterwards. Yeah, everything's fine. I'm just, you know, I'm just a little hesitant to get into another relationship right now. I used to date a dildo, you know. I took him out in public with me, and some people I know a couple of times, and some of them were not very supportive. And anyway, well, it put me in a bad place, and I think it hurt the relationship. Oh, you wanna come, eh? Do you wanna come? Yeah, it's me talking about my terrible love life getting you horny. I've been sucking you all this time. And now, it's now that you want to blow your load into my mouth. Yeah, throb more for coming in my mouth and less for sex. Really? Well, I have to say, it's not very gentlemanly to come in my mouth on the first date, but I think I can see my way to allowing it. Oh, It feels like you're close. Look how sloppy we got. Yeah, do you like the feeling of the back of my throat? And my lips tight around your base. How about when I play with your balls in my mouth? Oh, like this. I want you to come when I have almost all of you in my mouth. Yeah, can you do that for me, baby? Can you come on the back of my throat, please? Fuck, you're getting close. That was perfect. You're so amazing. Thank you. Let me kiss you. Okay, give me a second, baby. I just have to talk to your owner, okay? But I'm going to be right back. Hold on. Hey. That was really great. Thank you so much. I know this must be really weird if you've never heard of inanimate parts, so I'm sorry I sprung that on you, but I really appreciate you putting up with it. Hey, can you just tell me, does your dick like me, if that question makes sense? Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, yay, that's so good. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Can you please do me a favor and stay like this for when I get back, because I'd really like to talk to your dick again and keep sucking it if you're cool with it. Yeah. Thank you.